Mitch Payton, Tyler Rattray, one's the overall. Porcell lost some points. Talk about the day, I guess.
Probably first and foremost, really happy for Tyler. You know, like Tyler wanted to be here for press day, but couldn't be here. You know, he was expecting his first baby, and they had a baby girl named Brooke. So really happy for him, and he flew out Friday, and then all of a sudden when he flew out, she had the baby.
Of course.
So that's always the case. But really happy for him. He rode a great race. First moto, all of our guys kind of had horrible starts, like kind of wheelied off the gate, spun, whatever,
horsepower.
I don't know. Horsepower. Yeah, they got sucked up. Yeah. They got horrible starts, and you know, they dealt with it, and then Christoph fell down, and just kind of a miserable first moto, and it didn't look very good, obviously. And second moto, things turned around a little bit. Obviously, Christoph looked like he had the whole shot going in the first turn. He said he was really cautious through the first turn, which was probably what cost him not getting it. And all of our guys were up there. Everything was great. Barsha got out in front. Tyler was, you know, in my opinion, the fastest guy. He got by Christoph. Christoph said he was faster. Didn't fight it. Let him by. And he got close to Barsha, and then they got into some lappers, and I think that kind of cost him a little bit. But overall, I mean, I'm really happy for him. We made some points back, which we lost. Yep. And overall, I think, you know, I feel good about the day considering.
Yeah.
And I think Christoph will be all right. Everything's good. Steel City is one of his favorite tracks of the year, so I think he'll ride really well there. And Dean, up and down day. Once again, you know, like the first moto, pretty good. I think first moto got a little bit tired. Last lap, Barsha came in and hit him, knocked a hole in the side cover.
Oh, yeah?
And second moto, decent start, and left the door open again a little bit. Looked like Kennard got into him. He's like a magnet for those red bikes.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to stop that. But overall, he rode pretty good. I expected a little bit more out of Dean this week, but he's all right. So getting out of here today, feel good.
Well, Dean was, I talked to him a little bit. He's pretty bummed about his day, but I thought he rode pretty good. First time probably here for him, I think, and rode well.
Yeah, but still, first time for some other guys too, and we had press day, so he got time on the track, and I don't think that's an excuse. You know, he made some mistakes, and he needs to do better.
Any talk of, like, Rattray passing Porcell, and any talk on the radio about not letting that happen or whatever?
No, and actually, you know, like, I think you have to give hats off to both teams. You know, like, I think if you look back in our history, you can watch what we've done in the past, and we haven't had to do that, and we don't want to do that. And, you know, like, the year that even Tedesco won his championship, you know, Villopoto and I think Langston took points out of him, and we want him to be able to race and not lay down. We haven't done that, and Tyler was faster and he got by, and then I think Geico did a good job this weekend too, and Factory Connection didn't, from what I saw, have any team orders either, because you know, like, I think Tomac passed Kennard, and I mean, that's truthfully, I would like to think it should go down like that. Like, I don't think everybody should just lay down and give up like in the olden days.
But even the last motos, last couple motos, no?
I would hope it doesn't come down to that. Like, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do that. We haven't done it, and I don't want to do it.
Have you ever seen a team with as rough of a day as the Factory Honda over there?
That was a miserable day for them, and, like, I've had those days, so, like, I'm not picking on them.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, I've had those days, so, like, I don't, you know, like, want to be the one that's throwing stones at them. You know, it's one of those things that's just, it's really sad. Like,
because you know those guys. I mean, you were all friends there, you know, so.
Well, all these guys are, they're all friends and stuff like that, and you don't want to see Andrew go through that, but, you know, they'll get through this, and they'll bounce back from it, and. Like I said, I've had it happen to us here a couple times too, and like everybody looks at us like, oh, they screwed up, you know, like they messed up. But like everybody does the best they can do, and this place here, I think, brings the best and the worst out of everything, out of the bikes, the riders. You know, like you can have a DNF from radiators getting clogged. Mm-hmm. You can overheat from the sand. You know, you can overheat. You can, because it's so rough, you can crash. I mean, there's so many things that can happen, and it's a great equalizer, and it's one of these things that, like, it's always been that way here, and it always will be that way. So I like it.
Yeah. And also too, like, Townley was blazing in the first moto, and you know, he got a rock, and just another rough day for BT.
Yeah, BT was on it. Like, I'm glad to see him doing better. Like, you know, Bones worked with him a little bit, and I think he's a little bit happier with his bike. He rode really fast today, and that was nice to see him up there. I wished he could have, you know, won a moto or won the overall. That would have been great for us and great for Troy Lee. But I think you'll see him do better. A little bit of confidence is a big thing for him, and he's happy with his bike. He's feeling good, so, like, he needs to go win some motos, and I think he can do it. But, you know, like, you also got to believe that Dungey's done his homework, and congratulations to those guys. Congratulations to Roger and the whole team at Suzuki. They've done a lot of good work, and it proves it. So can't take anything away from them.
One last topic about the sport, really, which I like talking to you about because you're super smart. James's whole situation, the promise of the team, this nation's team, then the non-promise, and then coming back, having his day, pulling out. You know, it's a hot topic in the sport. What's your thoughts on that? You've been around him a long time and around the sport.
James is a great rider, and I know that James would probably like to go to the nations, and I don't know probably everything involved in the whole situation, so I probably won't answer that. But, you know, with everything considered, you know, like, when you read James's interview, you know, like, he did mention that he thought Short should be picked. Obviously, James could do the job too.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are a flip of a coin sometimes. And truthfully, if we're going to win the nations, we're going to win it with the guys we have. And it'll be lost if they make mistakes and have problems. You know, like, that's a tough one. But overall, the team is solid. You know, Trey's going to be good, Andrew's going to be good, and Dungey's going to be good. So, like, anybody that's going to win that race has to beat those guys, I think.
Right. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Late.